Hi, I have autism and I don't like being treated really differently. I don't like being treated like I'm different, but I don't want to be treated like a normal person either. I want to be treated like the kind of person I am is normal. And to explain this, I made up a metaphor about sandwiches. Let me preface this by saying I know there are a lot of sandwiches. There's more than two sandwiches by a lot. There are so many different kinds of breads made so many different ways, so many different kinds of lunch meats and cheeses and condiments and toppings and vegetables and fruits for some people. And then beyond that, you got peanut butter and jams and jellies and Nutella and all sorts of other stuff and cream cheese. Some people make their sandwiches with bagels instead of bread. There are so many options. There are countless sandwich combinations, and I understand this, but for the purposes of this, there are two sandwiches. There are the equivalent of autistics, which in this metaphor are ham and cheese sandwiches. So I am a ham and cheese sandwich in a world of allistics who are peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Okay? And to translate what I started this with into the sandwich metaphor, if a ham and cheese sandwich asks a peanut butter and honey sandwich to treat it normally, like a normal sandwich. I think what happens most of the time is the peanut butter and honey sandwich misinterprets, because normal in this world is considered peanut butter and honey, because there's significantly more peanut butter and honey sandwiches, seemingly, than ham and cheese sandwiches. So that is the norm. That is normal. But that's not what it actually means when we ask to be treated normally. Because you cannot treat ham and cheese sandwiches and peanut butter and honey sandwiches the same. And I'm going to tell you why. First off, let's say all sandwiches in this world have like sandwich baggies on them or containers of some kind to keep the bread from drying out. So we already have that covered. We don't need to worry too much about that. But there are other issues of keeping these sandwiches fresh that have to be taken into account. For example, if you leave a peanut butter and honey sandwich out on the counter in its baggie for a few hours, it'll be fine. It'll be totally fine. Like, the honey's good, the peanut butter is good, you're good. If you leave a ham and cheese sandwich out on the counter for several hours, we have problems. Like, first off, the ham gets warm, it gets like room temperature. And yes, I acknowledge some people like that. I don't. So, for the purposes of this metaphor, that's a bad thing. We do not want room temperature ham. That's gross. And the cheese starts to slit, and the mayo will start to separate and turn yellow and oily and look gross and taste gross. So, overall, this sandwich is not doing well after a few hours on the counter, whereas a peanut butter and honey sandwich on the counter for a few hours is fine. Long story short, what this means is, when a ham and cheese sandwich wants to be treated normally in a world of peanut butter and honey sandwiches, we're held to their standards. We're expected to behave the way that they behave, and we get left on the counter for several hours because they get left on the counter for several hours, and then everybody is surprised when we start feeling really bad. When we're, burning ourselves out, working too hard, trying to keep up with school, trying to do things the same way they do things, not being able to focus, not being able to regulate ourselves in environments that are not built for us. And from this point on, I think most of what I'm trying to get at here is that accommodations are really, really important. Ham and cheese sandwiches have to go into the fridge, at least for a while. And if you wait too long, I think some people have this misconception that you don't have to put the ham and cheese sandwich into the fridge until it's already starting to go bad, until the cheese is already beginning to sweat and the mayo is turning yellow. No, that is not how it works. Putting it in the fridge doesn't undo those things. It just sort of helps prevent it from getting worse. And as a matter of fact, sandwiches don't instantly get cold when you put them in the fridge. So actually, this process of the cheese sweating and the mayo turning yellow continues for however long it takes for that sandwich to be properly cooled down. And then the process of it getting bad stops or slows down significantly. But you have to know when to put the sandwich into the fridge before it starts doing that, because you can't undo that damage. It's done. I would love it if we had accommodations just accessible and available and affordable and or free everywhere. And sometimes this sounds absurd on the surface, but it's really, really not. I do appreciate some of the accommodations we have in the real world, but they're not, a lot of them are not good enough. In the sandwich metaphor, it's like a peanut butter and honey sandwich who is the principal of high school comes to you and says, we're going to give you an extra bag, like an extra plastic sack around you. It's like, okay, great. I understand why that sounds good to you, because the first bag keeps the bread from going dry, but that might maybe add a little bit more insulation and ever so slightly prolong the amount of time I can be out of the fridge before I have to go back into it, but it doesn't actually really help me. I think part of the problem is that when this idea is pitched of just having widespread, always accessible accommodations for people is, some people think, like, that's the equivalent of giving everybody an Adderall, because it means everybody who needs Adderall gets Adderall. But, and if you don't know this, giving Adderall to people who don't know, don't need Adderall, kind of messes them up. It messes with your brain. It makes things worse. It makes it harder to focus for them. It makes their lives significantly more difficult very quickly, even though it is helping everyone who needs the Adderall. This, however, is not at all the case. That's not the sort of thing I'm asking, and that was kind of a weird example to give. That's just the first one that came to mind. I mean, like, little things. Okay, not little things. We need some big things, too, but some real-world examples that come to mind now for accommodations I think we need and could use are things like little baskets of fidget toys in doctor's offices, noise-canceling or muffling headphones in business places, workplaces, subtitles at every movie, because these kinds of things, and I mean even beyond that, we need, you know what, this sort of concept applies to almost everyone, not just people who are neurodivergent, but people who are mentally ill, people who are physically or mentally disabled, women, people of color from different backgrounds, people who speak different languages, LGBTQIA+, you name it, everything in between and beyond. There are little things and big things alike that would offer so much more accessibility and comfort for these kinds of people that could be implemented. And logically, I understand some of the reservations that a lot of the public might have about this, and especially our stupid government. Things like, oh, there's a hole in my sock. Oh, there's a hole in my sock. Sorry. Things like money, or like the Adderall example I brought up, but I think they're just misinformed. Sometimes they genuinely don't understand, or sometimes they're just greedy. But like, properly done accommodations will never actually hurt the people who don't need them. They're not going to take away from their presence. They're not going to cause any issues. And like, if we go back to the sandwich metaphor, I think, you know, the best equivalent is, instead of having a dinky little cooler that you stuff all of the ham and cheese sandwiches into for 20-30 minutes at a time before you set them back out on the counter with all the other sandwiches so the customers can look at them, just get a fridge. It's not like we're enforcing the other sandwiches be in the fridge with them. And actually, I don't know about you, but I really like cold honey. I think some of the peanut butter and honey sandwiches might find they enjoy being in the fridge. And if they don't, they don't have to be in it with us. It's not gonna do nothing to them. The thing with it all is that not only are we not in any way harming or taking away from the presence of people who have no need for these accommodations, we are actively helping the people who do need these accommodations, or who would benefit from these just little things that help with their comfort and their ability to be present and grounded and, you know, comfortable. And there's so many little things that could help in so many ways. It adds up. It does matter. It does make a difference. I just, can you imagine how nice it would be to have, like, a fidget toy when you're anxious waiting for the doctor, or headphones when you're overwhelmed and not get weird looks or rude questions? That makes a huge difference, okay? It does, I promise.